Was this a one-off or one of many? Too soon to tell.
Pike's cut. Fucking bullet holes.
No. I can't go back there.
But you gotta do it one more time, okay? Just get me something.
You got the laptop. I saw it.
Red the buck. We partner up. You and me and Mitch. Put a casino in the back.
How much does that cost?
Maybe you have $1 million to grease the wheels.
Did you really think you were the only criminal in Tulsa?
There he is, the general.
How's it going? How's Tulsa?
Listen, did you fuck up Dwight's son-in-law?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You think Dwight's a better man than I am?
What?
It's what you said.
Enough of this, Dwight. Bullshit.
I got a call. Pete had a heart attack.
All right, fellows and lady, you hold the gun in your hand. You bend your knees. Use the other hand to steady it. You place the target in between the sights. And then you slowly and calmly pull back on the trigger. You do not fucking jerk it. Let's go again.
Oh, I suck at this.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Why are we practicing again?
What are you doing?
Nothing. I feel very uncomfortable with the idea of shooting somebody.
You know what's more uncomfortable? Someone shooting you.
You know, before you came along, I had never even held a gun before.
I'm trying to save your ass.
Appreciate it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I got my own style.
Didn't you hear what Mitch said to you? You got your own style. You know what your style is? You're gonna hit everything except what you're aiming at. Look, the gun is not made that way. You hold it sideways, the physics will take it that way. Basic physics.
What's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up is you look like an idiot and a dead one. Dwight. What are we doing here, man? Dealing with the bad news fucking bears.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. I'm looking for some evil-doing buddies here. Your friends need some money?
I got a couple boys in the rodeo. They're gunning for some cash.
Yeah, this ain't a rodeo.
They're ex-cons, if that makes it any better.
Definitely helps. Get them. Jane Wayne. There's a cowboy named John Wayne. I'm saying Jane Wayne is kind of a takeoff on it. Who taught you to shoot like that?
My dad.
Yeah? That's nice. So you had activities together? Nice.
Yeah, not really.
Well, I understand that, too.
No, you don't. He shot himself 2 years ago.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Can I ask why we're doing all this? Are there people after us? Just very curious, because the last thing I wanted to do was shoot a gun again.
It's important to learn how to defend yourself.
Of course, but what the fuck did we do to get dragged into your shit?
You didn't do anything. This is all on me.
Except it isn't. It's on all of us, too. Whether we like it or not, we're living the Dwight life.
Look, I don't know what else to say, Grace.
How about you're really fucking sorry for turning our lives upside down?
I'm sorry. I mean...
Fine. Thank you. Listen, we're all adults, okay? We know what happens when you play with other people's toys, so we're not going anywhere. That said, you're a smart guy. Our leader. So lead us out of this shit. And next time, just take a moment and think about being careful with our little, just regular lives. Okay?
Okay. Will you put this fucking gun down?
French barrier.
I beg your pardon.
Are you begging my pardon? Roxy Harrington.
Afraid I don't know who that is.
Really? Surprising. Well, maybe let me refresh your memory. Carson Pike's girlfriend? You murdered her?
Yeah. Her. Yeah. No, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen Mr. Pike either. Come to think of it.
No. I'm not done with you, asshole.
Yeah. But I'm done with you.
So your involvement in the casino will be obscured by an anonymous trust structure.
So I won't have to file with the state.
Exactly. There'll be nothing to associate the assets with your name, shielding you from any potential legal problems, you know, whatever.
Okay, I understand me getting the casino license, but how does this bar qualify for a Native American exemption?
Well, it's situated on Cherokee land. We just transfer ownership to your name.
Or bad faces.
Fuck no. No, a bad face would never get a liquor license. He's got way too many arrests. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, he's a guest of the government as we speak.
Come on, what happened?
He hit a cop, broke three knuckles on his right hand.
How'd that happen?
Well, the cop was standing on the other side of a glass door when he smashed him.
I'll do it.
I miss that guy.
I took the liberty of putting our business plan together.
So all you gotta do is put your name on the license and we'll take care of all the financing.
And in exchange, I get what?
20% and full-time access to the buffet. Jimmy, changing subjects. I need some really tough, like, baby bad-faced indigenous types, you know, any guys like that?
Well, there are a couple of guys I dealt with in the past. There are some pretty badass fucking cowboys.
Well, the cowboys are the Indians.
Well, you can't be both, you know.
Right. Anyway, send them my way.
Yeah, sure thing.
You didn't bring any of that apricot jelly by any chance.
As a matter of fact, I did.
All right.
Apricot jelly.
You're gonna like this.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's gonna
first thing in the morning.
Who is that?
Louis Raffadori's kid.
Yeah, you know him.
From around.
The fucking stress he caused my dad from the day he got back. That's what gave him the heart attack.
Who? You mean the general?
Yeah, how's he doing out there? Put it to this way. Some of the people in this room could be expecting to replace him shortly.
Carry the torch, so to speak.
Pass the torch.
Carry the casket.
Whose casket?
What do you fucking think?
White? He's a made man. He's a fucking legend.
And?
Nothing. It's just what Vince said. I mean, you can't talk flippantly. You're gonna whack a made man.
Johnny, what the fuck you think we're talking about here?
Wait, you take out the general?
Fuck you, Ben. Johnny, catch up. Please. The decision's already been made. Thank you. Where was I?
Sending people out to Tulsa.
Hey, can I interject one more thing?
What?
I mean, Dwight, it's like your dad's brother. I mean, whatever the issue, isn't there another solution here?
Actually, there is.
You stupid! I'm about to take you out. Shit. You stupid motherfucker! You disloyal fuck!
Not here.
Leave him alone.
Party's over. Go home.
How many bites do you count?
8. That's a lot of them. So you gonna tell me what's going on?
What do you mean?
Me, you coming back from New York, your hands all bruised. The bar is shut up. Mm-hmm. You and Mitch acting all squirrely. I mean, obviously something went down.
Look, it's not that I don't trust you, but sometimes the less you know, the better.
Okay. So it's for my own good, right?
It is for your own good. Why are you acting like a fucking child?
It's because you're fucking treating me like a child. What do you mean?
Do you know what an accessory is? Accessory after the fact.
Not really.
No? Okay, well, if you know about a crime and you don't report it to the cops, you're part of that crime. Do you get it, or do you need me to paint a bigger fucking
picture? I'm just saying, how am I supposed to stand guard if I don't even know what I'm guarding against? Them the same cops that arrested me before right there.
Well, there's your answer.
So Dwight Malfredi, as far as we know, he ain't just passing through. He and an ex-con, Mitchell Keller, had been selling nitrous, but that led to a clash with the Black McAdam,
we know. We've been tracking them for months for guns and explosives.
It was actually one of their girlfriends that brought Malfredi to our attention.
Our informant.
Our murdered informant.
What happened there?
Well, there's no body, so we don't.
Keila Waltrip killed her.
Waltrip's head of the gang. Tail turn up anything?
Malfredi, a couple of stops at Keller's bar, Brett to Buck, and the weed store he's partnered in.
He also seems to be dating someone, Margaret Devereaux. Took her to dinner the other night. She owns a horse farm, Nario Ranch. There's also some other woman he's been seen with, but we haven't been able to...
Okay, so basically what you're saying is the FBI has nothing, right? I'm sorry, am I wrong? Why are we wasting our time on this bullshit when the fact is that there's a war brewing on the streets between the most vicious biker gang in Tulsa and a fucking nobody New York gangster? Manfredi's not even an ATF target. We should be focused on Waltrip, okay? The fucking murderer who's trafficking in drugs and stolen weapons. No. No. He's got money. Like, serious money.
What do you mean?
Roxy, our informant, told me before she was killed.
How much are we talking?
I don't know. But I'm sure he's not paying taxes on it. So let's go that route.
Could be something there.
Guys, it's all we've got. Let's get this fucking shithead off the streets before more people get killed.
Moss, be all right.
How you doing? Dwight.
All right.
Moss, a bullfighter these days. Distracts the bull, wrangles him when the rider falls off.
Mitch, sorry I'm late, brother. Had to sneak out of work. Howdy, Ben Hutchins.
Hey, Ben. Dwight.
Pleasure. Don't mind the blood. I work at a slaughterhouse.
You're hired.
Look, I told the boys what we're looking for.
You guys okay with that?
I will kill without remorse.
Amen to that.
You guys start whenever you want.
Hey, is neighbor in the mafia?
Nah, there's no such a thing.
Last of it right here. Ma ain't gonna come say bye?
She can't. She's crying.
Well, it's gotta be like that.
You'll understand when you have a kid, if you have a kid.
Of course I'm gonna have a kid.
You know the hardest thing about being a father? Standing by, watching your kid get hurt. We'd take you to the playground, you'd be high up on that jungle gym, 10 feet in the air, and my heart would be in my throat.
That was fine, right?
Yeah. You were, son. What you're doing now, this ain't no playground.
I'm too old for playgrounds.
But still, young enough to make bad choices. Dad. We don't have to debate this, Tyson. You made your decision. We did our best.
I'm gonna be all right.
God bless you, son.
Thanks a lot, my friend.
See you tomorrow, cuz.
Cuz? Tina.
So I've been thinking about what you said, you know, about us coming to Oklahoma, and I think a change of scenery would be nice.
Yeah. No, it's exciting, but I think we gotta put a pin in it at the moment.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not that. Everything is fine. It's just that I gotta get things together. I want to get the right room. I want the kids to be comfortable.
Maybe we should slow things down anyway, because for all intents and purposes, we should just meet.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Tina, I really want to meet my grandkids.
Yeah, you will. What time is right?
Okay. That's good. Please call me and stay safe.
Will do. Bye.
I love you.
Where's Keelan Waltrip?
Fuck do I know.
How about Robbie Truecutt?
At his house, I guess.
Yeah, where's that?
Trailer park, off Elwood.
Kira, I'll take that.
Well, I'm glad someone's riding him.
Hey. Dwight Manfredi.
Yeah, Brian Gillen, the former Mr. Devereaux. Yes, a nice animal. Could be good for path certification. That's therapeutic horsemanship.
You mean like a service animal?
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
That'd be a tough thing to get on an airplane, wouldn't it?
That's for sure.
Hey, Peg. Javier's looking for you.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. My Peggy, she's quite a gal.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
And I trust that you're being respectful. I know your type really big on respect.
Their problem.
Yeah, let's just cut the crap, shall we? I know what you're up to. You found a woman of means and you're fixing to fleece her.
Not for nothing. But you don't know nothing about me.
You don't think I don't know who you are? You're a fucking relic. I mean, you tough talk and your shiny shoes. But here's the thing. That dog, you just don't hunt down here.
Maybe the hump of the fucking bites.
You are funny, Ben Freddy. You are. You know, I've faced down carpetbaggers, wildcatters, cattlemen, the Klan. So you'll forgive me if I don't exactly quake at the prospect of being at loggerheads with you.
Hey.
Well, I'll leave you two to catch up.
Nice guy.
Oh, you think so? Mm. Hmm. You're, I thought you were a good judge of character.
Actually, he's an asshole. I mean, I understand that love can be a temporary form of insanity, and I don't want to you know what? I don't care. I'm going to say that you had to be out of your fucking mind to marry that bum. Just saying. Really?
Maybe. But I'm thinking quite clearly now. Would you care to stay for lunch?
I'm starving. Jesus.
Holy shit.
How in the hell did this guy get so much money?
He's flushing profits through the global financial market.
I mean, this fucker's into everything. Internet party platforms, crypto, credit cards, real estate.
We need to freeze these accounts.
That means a court order.
Yeah, that could take days. Can we get a rush on that?
Can't hurt to try.
Take it you heard about the raid.
I have.
I'm sorry.
Well, your pity doesn't really do much for me now, does it?
The ATF's federal, Keelan. There's nothing we could have done.
It's not what you could have done. It's what you're gonna do now. I want Manfredi.
We're on the clock, Keelan.
All right, you listen to me, you fucking shit stain. You're not gonna need that job once I slit your fucking throat.
Arrest Manfredi, get him into a jail cell, somewhere I can get to him.
Arrest him for what?
You're a corrupt fucking cop. Think of something.
Yeah, well, I gotta get in this casino racket, huh? With Dwight.
Well, since throwing in with Mr. Mance, I have been co-opted, abducted, raided by the feds.
What?
He's a force multiplier. No question.
So I gotta go to the Great White Father for what? Fucking grubsteak in the minestrone mint?
I mean, you're already doing business with him, right?
In for a penny, in for a pound? Fuck it. In for a pound.
Hey, let's swing by the buck. I'm gonna talk to Mitch.
That's cool. Well, I'm gonna go by Starbucks. I wanna get me a... Oh, what the fuck is that? Some cops again.
I got this.
White Manfredi, take your fucking hand out from under your jacket. Do it.
All right, listen up. Carefully. My hand is wrapped around a fucking .357 Magnum with 158 grain hollow points that'll leave a hole you can put your fucking fist through. You want to see your loved ones tonight? I want you to rethink whatever stupid, ill-conceived idea that moronic biker is putting you up to. Get in your car, put it in gear, and drive the fuck away.
We know where to find you.
That goes both ways.
So what was that about?
Broken taillight. Forgot my gun back at the hotel.
You're a nice guy. But if I wasn't mandated to be here, you would never fucking see me again.
Forgive me for stating the obvious, but that sounds like someone who wants to avoid discussing their problems.
No, I'm handling my problems.
With alcohol?
By getting shit done.
Care to elaborate?
Not really.
Paco Rabanne man? One who reminded you of your father? Have you seen him again?
Please tell me that's not in my personnel file.
It's not? But sounds like you're veering into behavior that could cost you your career.
I appreciate your concern. That's over. It is done.
How you doing?
Uncle Dwight. You there?
Thank you for picking up.
Of course.
So listen, you probably know we
buried my dad yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss and condolences, but I'm not a hypocrite either, Chicky. Hey, man tried to have me killed on the inside.
Dwight.
25 years of my life gone.
Dwight.
I get it. I'm calling him because I want to move past all that.
We have to for the sake of our future.
Okay, I'm listening.
The infighting, the arguing, all the bad blood. I mean, what kind of message are we sending in-house?
Not to mention, it makes us look weak in front of the other families. If we're gonna survive, you and me, we gotta make amends.
How do you suggest we do that?
Along with my dad?
We buried the hatchet, all this nonsense between us. Vince, Nico, whatever you got going on with Armand, honestly, I don't give a shit. That's all behind us as of right now.
Yesterday, watching them lower my father's casket into the ground, you know what I realized, Uncle Dwight?
You are the last vestige
of my father that I got left.
I'm coming to visit.
Me, Vince Goody.
We have dinner. We break bread. We show everybody that we are unified.
I don't know if that's necessary.
No, I want to.
We need closure here.
Okay, you know where to find me.
You take care of yourself.
I'll see you soon.
And the Oscar goes to? Chicky and Vinici.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Did you get him?
We couldn't find him.
The fuck does that mean?
Didn't happen.
He's not around.
You told me you know where he lives.
He wasn't there. What do you want me to tell you?
Incompetent piece of shit!
We'll keep looking, Keelan. I'm sorry.
Fuck it. Don't bother. Fuck.
Well?
Are these sardines in here?
It's Sicilian. Do you like it?
It's good, yeah. It's interesting. Why are you so late tonight?
Just work stuff.
Yeah, how is work? We haven't talked about that lately.
Fine, you know. Roxy quit.
What?
She's gone, I don't know. Just stopped showing up. Nobody knows where she is. Peggy's a little freaked.
Hey, have you talked to that, a friend of yours recently, that one in Boise?
Del Holland? No. Why?
Just wondering if that job could still be available.
We talked about this, Clara. We're not moving.
I know, but I've been thinking about...
Stop thinking.
Just listen to me. This isn't what I already know happened, okay? This is about not knowing what is going to happen tomorrow.
Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Stop yelling.
I'm not... They can't hear me. They got their VR headsets on.
Better virtual reality than this one.
Oh, your life's so bad? Really?
I don't know. You tell me. You know, when I came through the living room earlier and our two beautiful children were sitting there watching TV, I actually stopped. And I made sure that the shades were pulled down.
Why? There's nobody watching us.
Nobody. No.
No.
No, that monster wasn't watching us before he came into our house and put a fucking gun to your head.
That's over, okay?
Right, what, because you're buddies now? Jesus, Manny, you come home at all hours of the night. Now you're carrying a fucking gun. Your coworkers are going missing.
Clara, I said enough. Okay? We're not moving. We're not fucking running. You hear me?
Who the fuck are you?
I should never come here in the first place. That's what the fuck I am. I should have stayed in Brooklyn.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
You know what I mean. It's nothing to do with you. Since there comes a time, Clara, you gotta stand up for yourself, you know?
Fine. Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, you are absolutely right. So this is me standing up for myself. We either leave here or we get divorced.
What?
I married a decent man. I did not marry a criminal. And I will not raise my children with one. Find another place to sleep tonight, or we will.
Ten o'clock tomorrow morning.
You got it, boss.
Dwight!
Hey. What are you doing here?
Just want to let you know that we raided Waltrip this morning.
Did you bring him in?
No, he wasn't there.
So where is he?
I don't know. But there's a warrant out for him and his lieutenant, Robbie Truecoat. They're in the wind. Listen to me, all right? It's over. Wherever the fuck he is, just let him stay there and go on with your life.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, I'm not sure your best is good enough. I finally got the FBI to get off this, so just move on.
So how you doing?
How am I doing? What does that mean?
Would you like to come upstairs for a drink?
The balls on this guy. Hey. Are you fucking serious?
I'm seriously serious. Why not?
Why not? Because you and I are not a thing. Do you not remember when I told you to fuck off last time?
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I did. Not to mention the...
Mention what? But what?
Nothing.
Nothing. What were we going to say?
I heard you have a girlfriend.
You jealous?
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
No.
No, you sure
you're
about
it? You're so full of yourself.
I'm not full of myself.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with being a little human here? I mean...
I don't know. I guess that's up for debate. Listen, I don't want to be with you. I just want to move on with my life.
Come on. Fuck.
What the fuck just happened? I was just off the road.
Give me this fucking thing. Just hide it. I'm gonna fucking annihilate that motherfucker.
Blood on your hands. You involved in this?
What's your name, sir?
Manfredi.
Kill till I die.
Don't leave town, Mr. Manfredi.
You don't want to leave this paradise. There's a bounty on this Waltrip's head. Anybody see him anywhere, anytime, they take him out.
And there's something else. Chickie's here.
We're fucking done.
No, I should drop all of you. Right here, right fucking now.
We're going to war. We're going to put this fire out once and for all.